From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 6, 2026. The Trump administration reversed decades of immigration policy last summer when it determined that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, must lock up nearly everyone facing deportation, even if they've lived in the country for decades and have no criminal record, according to the Nevada Independent. But last Tuesday, a federal court in Nevada ruled against the policy, saying it violates federal law and causes irreparable harm to those who are arrested. The decision, issued by U.S. District Judge Richard Boulware II, is the first time a class action lawsuit in Nevada has overturned a Department of Homeland Security policy, and it could affect hundreds of people, allowing up to 60 people per week to seek release in Nevada. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada, one of the petitioners in the case, said it would allow potentially thousands of immigration detainees to seek release on bail and applies to qualifying immigrants throughout the state. The ruling signals a major victory for immigration advocates in Nevada, who have been pushing back against increasing local government collaboration with ICE. Since President Donald Trump returned to office, immigration arrests have skyrocketed in Nevada, and most of those arrested have not had a violent criminal history. The state is also home to one of the most overcrowded detention centers in the country. Digital accessibility is a major concern for students with blindness and other disabilities, an ever-changing landscape that often isn't designed with disabilities in mind. Now that could change. An update to the regulations under the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, set to take effect at the end of April, will require public institutions to meet new standards that dictate what accessibility should look like. Just as stairs can exclude people who use wheelchairs from accessing government buildings, inaccessible web content and mobile apps can exclude people with a range of disabilities, the rule says. Public institutions, including colleges and universities, have had 2 years to prepare for this new era of accessibility. But even those that have prioritized the updates say the change poses many challenges. Read the full story by NPR's Janaki Mehta at knpr.org. Tax Day, April 15th, is just over a week away. For many people, that means now is the time to scramble and find every piece of financial paperwork needed to file their taxes. About two-thirds of tax filers will get a refund. Of course, others will likely have to pay. Even in the last few days before the deadline, people are still mulling over what forms to fill out and how their tax filings might have changed because of last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Despite those changes, Francine Lipman with UNLV's Boyd School of Law said most Nevadans still qualify for the standard deduction, $31,500 for married couples filing jointly, $15,750 for single filers or married filing separately, and $23,625 for heads of household. Another big change from the previous tax year, taxpayers who bought a new car in 2025 can, in some cases, deduct interest on their auto loan. However, in CPA Todd Cox's experience in Las Vegas, few car buyers have qualified for the deduction. Hear the full story by KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. The Public Utilities Commission of Nevada has improved NV Energy's application to join a new algorithmically balanced energy market. The California Independent System Operators Extended Day-Ahead Market uses newly developed software to address imbalances in Western energy markets with more foresight than previous systems. The group's website touts advantages, especially for renewables, because the system helps determine how much energy should be produced and where it should go. Development of the system has not been without flaws, however. Critics previously argued the algorithm had a flaw in how it calculated charges when power loops through different regions. An interim fix is in place while a permanent solution is under development. It may be an unseasonably warm year for the Southwest, but rain is still falling in some areas, bringing some positive news. The Truckee Meadows Water Authority's newly released 2026 Water Supply Outlook says Truckee River flows are normal. The agency projects water from reservoirs won't need to be released this year, even though much of the precipitation in the area fell as rain instead of snow. Melted snowpack is the river's usual water supply, but snowfall has been low this year. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.